The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them, so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals. Whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation, Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
You're on The Bert Show.
So I already knew the answer to the question before I asked you, Mo, if you knew what office siren culture was.
Oh, you just wanted to prove what I ain't know?
Yes. Well, here's the thing. I didn't know what it was either until I saw this article. And apparently it was all the rage last year among Gen Z women. But it's on the way out. Office siren culture is on the way out. So before we explain what's taking its place, Abby, can you please explain to Mo what office siren culture is for Gen Z?
It's girls showing up to the office looking like a sloot, essentially.
That's what it is?
What did you read online? Well, that it's office attire, but it's edgy and it's fashion forward.
I wouldn't even call it fashion forward. It's what influencers who have never worked an office job think office attire is. They went to the fashionable website Revolve.com and decided to look at the blazers and the pencil skirts that they have available on that website, which is not for office attires.
Got it.
And decided that that's what people would wear to the office, so they would show it off. And then girls who actually go to a corporate office are looking to those girls for inspiration. And I think it is caught on so much that people are like, oh, it's so sophisticated and dare I say sexy that they're labeling it as the office siren look.
All right. But now that is on the way out. Apparently Gen Zers are now moving towards a more conservative work uniform. And on TikTok...
You mean they're just dressing like they should have all along?
Maybe. On TikTok, some young adults admit to adopting a quote-unquote Steve Jobs style uniform at work. So he was very well known. He wore jeans and like a black mock turtleneck thing, right? Mm-hmm. So now women are wearing like boat neck tops, tailored trousers, sweater sets. They're choosing conservative and comfortable over the siren look.
Breaking news, Gen Z has decided to wear typical office attire to said office. They've decided to button up their shirts and go in looking appropriate.
Okay. You mean the exposed lace bra is out?
It's out.
And a turtleneck is in?
They've decided to let their managers live in peace and not flirt with an HR complaint.
Oh, thank the Lord.
All right, Producer Jackson, you are dabbling in pursuing a side hustle, but you really don't know how to get into it, so you're looking for some advice.
That is exactly it. I always think, who needs a therapist or a life coach when I have y'all to talk to every single day? Oh. And so that's why I'm here.
Okay, we're going to start charging.
Let's not go that far.
That's going to be my new side hustle. Just Venmo requesting you every time I give you advice.
The side hustle is for me to make more money, guys, not for me to lose money.
My bad.
And so I've been doing a little bit of soul searching as far as, you know, sort of my career goes and what I'm doing with, you know, this opportunity that I have working, you know, as a producer here.
I thought you were about to say what I'm doing with my life.
Well, that is kind of part of it.
Yeah.
And I've had anything but a traditional career path when it comes to working here. I've told this a million times, but I started out as a finance guy doing banking for a few years. Then I went and did the tech side of things where I was working in tech for a few years. And then here I am working as a producer in a radio show. And, you know, when I've been thinking about what it is that I want to do, or maybe it's not saying that I want a career change per se, but maybe something to start on the side that could potentially turn into something. And the one thing that has really been kind of piquing my attention is doing voiceover work and potentially voice acting. I think I'm a terrible in-person actor, but I feel like with the voice, you kind of get a little bit more freedom and creativity to do stuff with that, right? And so, you know, I feel like there's so many resources that I have, you know, at my disposal here. I know Kaylee's done a lot of voiceover work. Mo, I know your guy. Keon does a ton of that stuff too. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I would be really kicking myself to not really take advantage of some of the connections that I have around here. And I just kind of don't know where to start. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, Kaylee, and Kaylee does have a stunning voice. I will often be watching television and it'll be on a streaming service and I'll hear a commercial and I'm like, wait a second. That's Kaylee. So how did you get into it?
Kind of the same path Jackson's talking about. You know, when I got my foot in the door at the station, I was like, all right, I got all this at my disposal. And I knew that while radio is very kind of organic a lot of times and more improv, I knew that there was kind of this area where it kind of segued into voiceover if you wanted to go that route. And so I just started taking, you know, acting lessons, voice coach lessons.
You did?
Oh, I still do. I have a voice coach in L.A. I still like.
Tell me.
What's an exercise?
Yeah, I want to know like an inside, like what is a voice lesson like with your voice coach out in L.A.?
It's me reading scripts and her telling me how bad I am.
Doing better.
Basically, I mean, like, yeah, it's just interpreting what the, you know, the author or writer mm-hmm. was how like wanting you to deliver it. And it's yeah, I mean, it's
because you emote with your voice.
Yeah. And it's inflection. What words do you hit? What words don't you hit? And it's just, I mean, there is a lot. And it's, you know, and I guess it depends on what level do you want to try to, you know, are you trying to get Home Depot national spots that are going to pay you Josh Lucas money at hundreds of thousands of dollars a year for that one job?
Yes.
Or do you?
You got me in it.
The Bert Show.